This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was recalculating the expansion of the universe the other day, and was wondering if we could use that to justify a lot split on the property you just helped me buy.
Boy, that's amazing. That's really amazing that Brock forbid came up. Brent Glogie, my good buddy, who sadly has passed away about 5 years ago, wrote and voiced that. And then, sadly, Stephen Hawking recently died. And there was some news about Stephen Hawking that I was supposed to talk about. And someone said, okay, talk about it, but don't talk about it when you play that Rockford bit. And so it's a good thing I can't remember, because, I don't know, they didn't want it equated with each other. But it was something good about Stephen Hawking. And but the expansion of the universe, am I now qualified for a lot split, in case you missed that line? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, returning Big Brother Bob Breitman. He was the executive of the Santa Barbara County LAFCO, Local Agency Formation Commission, and he's been working in the business. He's now retired and doing his own thing, but for years. So we're going to talk a little bit about housing and, you know, the new state legislation trying to push through to shift control of land use from local to regional governments. And Bob's got something to say about the government and land use, that it's a government option allowing it land use, not a right that the landowner has. Ooh, fighting words. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, I'll do in the first segment. We're tracking the week of April 20th, 2018, 16th week of the year. And we'll take a look at year to date sales here. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. Look at that. I printed the stat sheet. I knew it came out rather large because it eliminated the bottom section where I usually do the year to date. So I actually didn't print that, and that's a good time to realize that, right, on live radio. Maybe there was a page two. I can tell you this from memory for the week ending April 20th, 2018. We're still have fewer sales than 2017 year to date. The median price, which was hovering around $1.4 million, last week dropped year-to-date to $1.310 million, and now it's back up almost, you know, in the high $1.3 million range, was $1.375 million, which is significantly higher than the median price year-to-date last year, which was $1.2 million. So the median price bounced back because last week we had a huge number of sales and a median price below $1 million. This past week we had 21 sales. I think the week before might have been 28, and the median price below $1 million. That was a big percentage. I'm trying to turn my head and force my mouth straight into the microphone at the same time. So I'm looking at last week's notes, and that was $1.25 million year-to-date median price. Last week it was $1.310 million for 2018, but now we're up closer to the high 1.3 range because this past week, 21 sales, median price of $1.575 million. But we're still down in the number of sales from last week. And I also remember looking at Montecito and still down in the number of sales in Montecito. Median price roughly about the same. Last week Montecito only was, I think, around 2.8. So we're nothing dramatic year to date happened. The median price bumped it back up. So I would say that's dramatic. So that's a first. I select what I'm going to copy, and you print selection only. And I must was doing it kind of at a different place. I was over in the Montecito office. Montecito's looking cleaner and nicer. That just right near Coast Village Road. I don't tend to go up to where the real damage is. I'm sure it's a long and slow process. Here's something that's glad we have time to cover. That's from March 19th, 2018, so not too old. And this came from, is related to attempted wire fraud. At least two title companies in Santa Barbara reported attempted wire fraud. So this is a new disclosure we have, and if you're buying and selling and you're doing anything, or even if you're with your own stock brokerage, and you get an email saying, hey, we have the new wiring instructions. This is what you want to do. And it looks like it's coming from the title company or the real estate brokerage or your stock brokerage. Don't follow the instructions. You want to get on the phone. You make the contact. You call and say, hey, have the wire instructions changed? In both, excuse me. In both instances, the fraudsters, that's a cool name, fraudsters, hacked by the buyer's email and the buyer's agent's email. They falsely informed the buyer that there was a change to the wiring instructions and followed up with a text to the buyer. So these guys got info. Maybe they were Russians. Luckily, the buyer was savvy enough to call his escrow and ask if changes were made. And they were informed no. So this point on all escrow activity should be done only over the phone or by hand delivery, overnight courier, mail. You know, you just have to check. As soon as you open escrow, you want to, you know, connect with the escrow officer by phone. Make sure everyone's phones is proper, phone numbers, and so they can call you directly and transmit escrow instructions verbally or through a secure encrypted email. So when you have wiring instructions, never forward to anybody, financial institution, wiring, anybody. If there's any change, communicate directly to your agent, to your escrow officer. And so here it is right now. It's happening right now. So don't follow any instructions. I found an interesting tip, and we'll try to cover this in the third segment. Do you read Ask Marilyn? Marilyn Vossavant, supposedly this highest IQ in the world. Why do bathroom sinks have overflow drains, but kitchen sinks do not? I'm a detailed kind of guy, and you know what? I never thought of asking that question. So hopefully we'll have time to cover that a little later. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with Big Brother Bob Braitman. Big Government is back. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.